This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, as I alluded to a minute ago, we got a little bit of deja vu all over again going on here in Los Angeles County. Masks are coming back mandatorily tomorrow night, a month after restrictions went away in California. Cases are going up among unvaccinated people, as you've heard, especially in downtown Los Angeles, over in Beverly Hills as well, and in parts of South L.A. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin checked in with some businesses to see how they are dealing with the restriction whiplash.
Sunny Latino Market in South L.A. is managed by Humberto Lopez. When he heard about the new mandate, he got to work and ordered a new laminated sign.
Yeah, I sent it already to make it. Said no mask and no service.
Lopez already has a homemade sign that says that, but after more than a year, it's pretty sun-bleached, and he wants something that will get customers' attention, because sometimes they don't get the message.
Sometimes they want to fight. Really, they want to make you go out and get you, beat you up.
He actually got hit in the face during a mask-related argument, and with the new mandate, is bracing for those sorts of altercations again. At the same time, Lopez has tried to convince customers to get vaccines. Down the street from Lopez's market is a discount store selling work boots, charcoal, cigarettes.
Good to see you too.
Thank you.
A shopper there named Crystal Thomas is all for the mask mandate. She says she never stopped wearing hers.
I've been to parties and they look at me crazy. You do feel kind of outcast.
Thomas isn't vaccinated, and to her, the mask mandate makes the vaccine campaign confusing.
Because you're getting the shots and you're still telling people they have to wear the mask.
But Thomas says with the Delta variant, it might be worth doing another lockdown.
Good morning.
Not far away is New 99 Market. Alejandra Losa became the owner in March this year. She plans to enforce the order for professional and personal reasons.
Because I've lost my mother due to COVID complications.
Her mom died shortly after Losa opened the store. Losa's vaccinated now, but she's still being careful.
Just try to take it a little bit serious, you know? It's your health.
And even though policing customers again is extra work, Losa says it's worth it to keep her family safe. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.